Good afternoon, everyone. On a very, very hot day. I'm actually not outside, although I have been. I don't think I'm a mad dog, and I'm certainly not an Englishman, but the reason I've come in now is because I wanted to do this, and I didn't stay up there too long, but the lady next door is hosing and sweeping and doing stuff in her garden, so I didn't really want her to think I'm sitting here talking to myself and that I've completely lost the plot, which everyone probably thinks already, and she can probably hear me even now. So I'm sitting inside. I've got an instant chocka mocha or mocha chocka, whatever it's called, a Nescafe one. I hope I can get something like this for the Tassimo because I really like it. So I'll have a look at their website, because the only ones I've bought so far have been from Tesco's, and they didn't have a huge variety, but they had some offers, which is why I got them. Anyway, we had a big thunderstorm in the night. I didn't manage to record the best of it because I was stuck to my dialysis machine for most of its entirety. Unfortunately, then I did manage to get back to sleep, and then finally, I think there was another one. It wasn't so close, but I think I could hear thunder in the distance. I think it must have been about 6 or 7, and it was kind of like in the background to my dreams, if you know what I mean. And we had certainly had more rain. I heard the rain, and I heard the cars going through it afterwards. Lamb is just coming panting. He is a mad dog. He feels quite hot. Now stay inside. I don't want you getting a heat stroke at your age. I think if I go outside, I'll have to shut them in here. I won't stay out in very long bursts. There is a breeze, but it is extremely hot and humid. And we've got apparently more thunderstorms coming for tonight. But actually, some woman was videoing the lightning. Some woman in Kent, I forget where it was. I don't think it was too far from here. Was videoing the lightning from her bedroom window, and she was leaning out of the window with her phone, which is the sort of thing I would have done if I hadn't been on dialysis. But unfortunately, next door had scaffolding up, and scaffolding got struck, and she got an indirect hit. She didn't need hospital treatment, but they've actually been playing a clip of her recording on Radio Kent. She goes, "Ooh, ah, 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 bleep, bleep, bleep." There's plenty of bleeps thrown in there. It was actually quite funny. It wouldn't be if she'd been hurt or worse, but she said she hasn't been hurt. She didn't need to go to hospital, but when she touches things, she's got a lot of static still left inside her, so that's a bit scary even in itself, I think. I think I'd have gone to the hospital just to get checked out. If I'd been lucky enough to survive such a thing, but I don't think we've got any scaffolding next door. But I suppose that's quite high, and being metal, I have got my metal swinging seat outside and my metal barbecue, which are out the back, where I would probably stand if I was to have come downstairs to record it, which I would have done if I had not been attached. I'll bear that in mind in future. I don't know how you can be a little bit careful. I'd probably just stand in the doorway. Even so. So that was that bit of excitement. I don't think we ever really got it. Well, I don't know. It was quite loud at times. It didn't really sound it on the boo I did. Or I didn't listen to it all, but I flicked through it because I was not by the window. But it was actually quite loud. And what the boo doesn't really capture is all the rumbling in the background, especially when it's raining, because the rain kind of overtakes, the sound of the rain overtakes the thunder when it's quite just rumbly and not very close. But anyway, I've heard others recording the same storm, and they did it from outside, so Miles just come in now, another mad dog. He's panting as well. I've noticed the last couple of days I've had to keep really refilling their water bowl all the time. At least they've got the sense to drink. And I've just had my lunch. It was a made-up thing, but I fancied a toasted sandwich. I don't know why. I didn't have any break. Oh, I did. I tell a lie. I had two plums for my breakfast. Me and my plums. And I haven't got a sandwich toaster anymore. It went out with the fire, of course, as did my blender and other such things, which weren't essential, so they never got replaced. So I thought I'll do a little thing. Sometimes I toast the bread either in the grill or the toaster, and then I'll put it in the microwave to heat the filling up. But I didn't do that today. I just mixed up a little bit of mayonnaise with some mustard and black pepper. And then I grated cheese and onion. Oh no, I grated cheese and chopped up half an onion, half a smallish onion. And then I spread the mayonnaise and mustard and pepper mixture over the bread. I didn't put butter or margarine. It wasn't a lot. I didn't put too much. And then I put the cheese and the onion on one slice of the bread, and then I put the other slice on the top, and then I squashed it down so that it didn't leak. And I put it in the microwave for 1 minute, then I turned it over in there for another minute, about a minute. It doesn't toast the bread, it makes it go soft, but it warms up the filling, and it was really nice. So that's what I had. I'm sure I'll have another plum before the afternoon's out. Obi's home from work. He got home. We didn't leave till gone 9 again. Just after 9, about 5 past. That's the time he seems to be able to get away, even though he's only paid to stay till 8. And he got home about, I think it was about 20 past 10, half past 10. I think he's going upstairs. I don't know where all the cats hang out in this weather. I think they just go under bushes and things. They have a bit more sense than dogs, usually. That little one, she's ginger and white. Well, she's like a pinky ginger. She's not the normal kind of ginger. Not so orangey. I can't see it, but that's what I've been told. She's just gone upstairs, but the other three are black. And they do tend to keep out of the sun. She hasn't got a lot of sense. I don't think she sits in the sun, but she's just come in from outside. Anyway, Obi's working again tonight. They did ask him to do tomorrow, and he said no, because we're meant to be going out tomorrow. And he's doing Monday and Tuesday. I said, you know, it'll kill you to do. I mean, I know some people do 5 nights in a row, but maybe they haven't got the travelling distance he's got each way, which means that you don't get so much sleep. So I didn't really think it was good for him to do, well, he'd already turned it down anyway, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, then Monday and Tuesday. I think 2 nights in a row is as much as, well, unless it's just going to be 3 nights and then no more for the rest of the week. But they're long shifts. 12 hours is a long time, whether it's day or night. And even at night, although you'd think it'd be a bit quieter, in a dementia ward it isn't really, necessarily. You get people wandering about when they're meant to be in bed, and people getting up and not knowing where they are and stuff. See, there's a little bit of a breeze blowing my wind chimes now, so it's just reaching me, although I'm halfway up the room, and it's about a 27 or something foot room, and I'm halfway up it. So the breeze came in quite a way. It reached me, just about. They say to keep the curtains closed. I've got my front curtains closed. And I've just got all the windows open. Ronan's coming home today, but he's going to his dad's. I'm not sure what Connor's doing, because he's working all the weekend. So he might go over for the evening, or he might go over and then go straight to work in the morning, or he might not go at all, or he might go tomorrow after work. Anyway, I haven't got anything else to say now, so I will love you and leave you, and I may be back later. And certainly if there's any thunderstorms, I don't intend to be attached to my dialysis equipment this time. That was a real bummer. Plus my battery was low, that was the other thing. So if I had brought it downstairs, there's not really anywhere near the door to plug it in, so it probably would have died. And then I would have lost everything. So a little bit was better than nothing. Bye for now, and hope you all have a good weekend. If I don't come back before then.